WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. News is brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. The recent layoff at a Bryan-based call center is not expected to keep the company from receiving economic development incentives.
Research Valley Partnership CEO Todd McDaniel, Pencor Associates, is supposed to maintain an $8 million annual payroll to receive a property tax break on their personal property investment. McDaniel says Pencor told them they were in compliance through October. The question remains if the layoff of 175, as reported by KBTX, will be enough to keep Pencor from hitting that mark this year. The RVP won't know the answer until February when Pencor submits payroll data and or capital investment information. Pencor met the $8 million payroll threshold 2 years ago, then slipped to $7.4 million last year. Companies invested $2 million in equipment, almost twice the requirement. And according to the county's website, they are current on paying property taxes, where Pencor did not get an incentive on the land or building. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved zoning changes that will add two convenience stores to town. Stripes will be building at Welborn Road and William D. Fitch. Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says this location was part of a package deal.
And we have plans for about 6 to 8, maybe 10 locations here in the Bryant College Station area.
The council also approved going ahead with another C store whose ownership was not identified at Rock Prairie in Holloman. A small change in a contract opened the door at the last Bryan Council meeting for two opponents of assisting developers of a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, is selling the land to Traditions, which will in turn sell to those involved in the Atlas development, which Councilman Rafael Pena noted are run by the same person.
We have a gentleman who's president of an entity of Traditions is the same guy who's president of Atlas, who's himself selling it to himself, where the city gets a piece of the pie, a little bit of piece, but also he has the power to set whatever price he has. He sets himself.
City Manager Keene Register says if the purchase price is less than the appraised value, the city can protest the sale from Traditions to Atlas. The council approved the contract change on a 5-2 vote. The city will receive 35% of the proceeds from the land sale by Traditions to Atlas. Just after midnight this morning, College Station police were called to a residence on Luther Street, one block east of Welborn, for a civil disturbance. An investigation revealed someone had been struck in the head with an object and is currently hospitalized. A press release did not reveal additional details. The case is under investigation as an aggravated assault. It's the first time in 25 years the Bryan High football team has made a playoff run into the regionals. School and city officials invite Vikings fans to wear blue on Friday and line Oak Ridge Street leading out of the field house to wish the team well. The buses will be escorted off campus Friday afternoon at 3. Advance tickets for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch are on sale this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon at the field house. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Sunday nights are special on KX with the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Sunday nights at 11. Known for its precision military marching formations, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is the largest military marching band in the nation. Join Dr. Bruce Bockhorn for a look at life inside the band and see their halftime drill. It all starts with NBC's Sunday Night Football, Aggie Sports Overtime, and the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Only on KX, your Fightin' Texas Aggie Band station. KX, local people, living here, working here.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1990. I brought my young family here so that our children would have a great place to grow up. Over that time, we learned to love the Brazos Valley and the people in it. The weather in the Brazos Valley can be a real challenge. Now, it can go from days on end of 100-degree weather to really cold weather in the winter, even snowy weather. I love the people in the Brazos Valley, and I want to serve them with the most experienced forecasting that's available.
Join KX Chief Meteorologist Bob French weekdays on KX HD News.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
High pressure will continue to head our way, and as it does so, it's going to be responsible for plenty of sunshine throughout the area today. Highs are going to top out very close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Should be a good travel day across the state. We'll have clear weather tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine's with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear 45. We'll have abundant sun on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit and visit with defensive coordinator Mark Snyder concerning the rivalry between A&M and LSU. That would be air quotes on the word rivalry. Top 25 was released for the bowl selection / college football playoff rankings. All that and tons more. We'll do it all for you in sports here at about 6:50.
Well, it's a bigger rivalry than that South Carolina-Texas A&M rivalry.
People don't even know what town it's in.
Well, there's no other time to do this story, so we'll do it right now.
No better time than the present.
That's right. If you like strip clubs and Legos, this might be the
adult
toy
entertainment.
For you.
Whoa. Yeah. Bare feet and Legos don't mix.
Yeah. Well, that's true. A Chicago-based toy maker called Citizen Brick selling an unofficial Lego pole dancing set.
I saw that. I didn't realize what I had seen when I saw it.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Complete with dancers. The set includes four figures with a club and animal print furniture. And, of course, a pole.
Well, the dancers' measurements would be 3 by 3 by 3.
No smooth edges.
Very blocky.
Citizen Brick has been creating custom-made Lego sets since 2010. Joe Trippia, who is the owner, says, we're fantastic, we're fanatically doing things that Lego won't do. Set retails for $275.
Hey, those Legos are some precision pieces of engineering.
Yeah.
But really, what do you get for the strip club owner that has everything?
Yeah. Info.
Mission. I mean, you got to get the guy something for Christmas.
Well, or is it the dancer who gets it for their child?
Maybe.
I mean, if you think about that.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
Uh-oh. Or Legos.
There is a caveat.
Yeah?
You got to pay it in singles.
Oh, once.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
They do have a stern-looking fellow. Maybe that's the bouncer. Oh, that's so terrible.
We're going to get in so much trouble.
It's day 330. We got 35 of them to go. It's Good Grief Day. Good Grief Day.
Good grief.
It's a Charlie Brown thing, huh? It's National Cake Day. Cake gets a day? I mean, that's the same number as a raspberry parfait, you know?
Not the same.
I understand. First Thanksgiving was held on this date, first Thanksgiving holiday on this date, 1789. And it's National Deal Week, I guess having to do with, buying stuff on the internet. All right, and for birthdays we got...
Natasha Bedingfield is 33 years old. Mikey Tuttle from American Chopper is 36. Mm-hmm. Tammy Lynn Michaels from Poplar is 40. Kristen Bauer Van Straten is 48 years old from True Blood, and she was actually a man hands on Seinfeld.
All right.
Scott Adsit, 49 years old from 30 Rock and Big Hero 6.
He's the guy who wore the hats. No, that's not right. He's the bald-headed guy. Go ahead. Sorry.
John McVie, bass player for Fleetwood Mac, 69. Mm-hmm. Tina Turner, 75 years old.
She would hurt herself if she fell off her money.
Yes. Uh-huh. Rich Little is 76.
Really? He's still with us.
Yeah, I was kind of in my head that he wasn't no longer here.
Well, let's see. He's got to be playing somewhere. So let's see. We'll go to the Rich Little website, which is, of course, richlittle.com. Man of many voices. Oh, man. He's work. He's had work. Oh, he's at the Golden Nugget.
Really?
That's not bad. He's the Golden Nugget coming up on. Oh, no. He was at the Golden Nugget. Sorry.
That runs over?
Yeah, that's done. He will be in Lakeland, Florida, and then he'll be in Ontario, Canada, and Edgewood, New Jersey.
Well, in Florida, before. Those people will remember who Johnny Carson was.
They will. He'll just have to talk really loudly to them.
Yes.
Just saying. All right, let's see what else we have this morning. By the way, I'm going to go to the Citizen Brick website and see if they have any other older things that we might find. Man from North Plains, Oregon, met a woman from Wisconsin online. You know, that stuff happens. They set a date to meet at an Arby's in Wilsonville, Oregon. Wow, she's in Wisconsin? He bought her a milkshake. Then he put his wallet with his change on the car's console. She snatched the wallet and ran. The man gave the Wilsonville police her cell number, and they nabbed her the next day. She had $2 in her wallet. He had $2 in his wallet. But again, I guess if you're taking a blind date to Arby's to get a shake, pretty much got to know that the guy's not loaded. All right, 6:18.
Or he may have been.
Yeah.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Here's another fact to put in your hat. The FBI has released statistics for the year 2013. How many law enforcement officers do you think were killed in the line of duty in 2013? How many do you think were assaulted while performing their duties as to protect and serve the citizenry in this country last year? We lost 76 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty last year alone. 76. Can any of you name one of their names? Did the White House send anybody to their funerals? Last year, 49,851 officers, that's 136 a day, assaulted while performing their duties last year. In 2012, 53,867 officers were assaulted.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Oh, Pete!
How may I help you?
Help! Help! Help!
Be
help.
Quiet!
Help. Quiet!
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 Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with GEICO RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to GEICO RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Home prices rise. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home prices were still going up last month. Realty Track says median prices were up 2% from September and up 16% from October of last year. price appreciation is slowing and half of the markets tracked by the Real Estate Information Service. Investors are behind much of the current demand for housing. Realty Track says a third of all single-family homes and condos bought so far this year are not occupied by their owners. Hewlett-Packard reported another decline in its quarterly revenue. HP revenue has been down in 12 of the last 13 quarters. The Silicon Valley firm is preparing to split its operations in two. Fans of Chrysler are trying to hang on to what is becoming the past. An online campaign is underway to save Chrysler's familiar five-pointed symbol called the Pentastar. Now that the company is officially known as Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, the Pentastar is being phased out. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
623 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's that heart-stopping moment that affects every new mom, the realization their precious little child has put something dangerous or inedible in their mouth. One parent has turned her anxiety into art. After documenting each and every unexpected morsel her son tried to eat, Lenka Clayton, who's a British artist, has turned the adventure of her toddler son Otto into his own exhibit, featuring more than 60 potential lethal items that he picked up to chew. They included coins, beer bottle caps, toys, and even a cigarette butt. Objects were plucked from surfaces in Cornwall, London, Paris, and U.S. America. Miss Clayton began the project after her son frightened her by accidentally picking up a packet of rat poison in a hotel room. She compiled the collection for a book, showing the stuff off at her museum. A museum, not hers. 624. Okay, holiday period, I guess, officially kicks off sometime today for you. Things are going to be different for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. Got a present you can give yourself, and it's at the Sleep Number store. It's a Sleep Number bed, as a matter of fact, because, you know, the Sleep Number setting can be changed every day if you want to. Likewise, the Sleep Number setting for you and your sleep partner can be different because the dual chamber technology that they have. And your Sleep Number is your sleep number. So find out what your Sleep Number setting is. Mine usually is about 65, but again, I can change it anytime I want to. And you can go to the Sleep Number store, lay down on a mattress. They actually have a projection up on the ceiling where you can see where the pressure points are, and then by adjusting that number, they go away. There's also Sleep IQ technology that basically tracks the way you sleep. You don't have to wear any appliances or anything. It tracks it and then lets you know so that you can make the changes that you want to.
Remember, there's dual-layer technology, there's the Sleep IQ technology, and there's your Sleep Number setting. For 1 week only, you can come in and save 50% on the Sleep Number Ultimate Limited Edition bed. So a great time for you to stop in and find out what your Sleep Number setting is and see why Sleep Number is named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find out what your Sleep Number setting is. No better sleep at the Sleep Number store located in College Station at Texas Avenue near Harvey.
You can help keep a Brazos Valley child warm this winter by donating a new or gently used coat to Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive going on now. Coats in sizes for kids aged 5 through 10 can be dropped off at Chad Jones Law Firm, 1009 North Earl Rudder Freeway across the highway from Sam Rayburn during regular business hours. For additional information, please find Chad Jones Law on Facebook or call 595-5000. Give the children of the Brazos Valley a gift they really need this Christmas. Every coat makes a difference, and yours is much appreciated. Be a part of Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I know. I've been asked to fill this little... It must be live radio.
Oh, well, it's killing me.
We'll buy another 30 seconds here, and then we'll have the commentary. You know, the script fell on the floor or something.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
One more time, shall we? Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I've been asked to fill this little time each day with something that is called a kicker, which got me to thinking, why is it called a kicker? I've been in this business for a long time, and the last funny story is always called a kicker. So I kind of did a little digging, and what I found was it was kind of a kick at the end, dating back to some old vernacular. And I've also been asked to write a couple of blogs a week by the powers that be here at the old Radio Ranch, which got me to thinking on that. Why is it called a blog? Why not a farp or a derbal? Well, as I'm not one to really let things lie, I had to find out. Some will no doubt know why it's called a blog. I didn't, but I do now. From Wikipedia, a blog, a portmanteau of a term, weblog. This then began the unraveling of my metaphoric sweater. What in the world is a portmanteau? So again, I had to go look it up from Wikipedia. Portmanteau word is a combination of two words or words or morphemes into one new word. I think you can see where this is going. Back to Wikipedia I go, this time for morphemes. What in the world is a morpheme? Morpheme is the smallest, semantically meaningful unit in language. It's then that it dawned on me. That's why smart people look at sports guys like me like we have a third ear growing just above our nose. If I mention a yellow hammer at a baseball game, a sports fan knows that's a curveball.
Right.
If the mic backer blitzes at a football game, a sports fan's going to know someone's going to get pounded. If there's a hat trick, you know that it's not some schlub pulling the rabbit out of a top hat, but the egghead, air parentheses, smart guy or gal, has the same expression as I did when I saw portmanteau. I'm curious, do you think they'll go look it up? It's unfathomable, maybe even unconscionable that they would. Go look it up, that is. I had to, T-O-O. Or should that be 2-T-O? I don't know, but I guess we can figure out what I'm going to talk about next time. I'll just title it 2-T-O-B or not T-O-O-B. That, in this case, is the question. But you can get all your questions answered at David Jewelry and Coin Exchange, and that has been my commentary. You can find all kinds of neat stuff down there. They've got heirloom jewelry. You can pick up a gold and silver bullion and a whole lot more. Again, it's David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You can find them online at David's Jewelry and Coins, plural, .com. Or they're on Old College by IHOP right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, 6:30, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Sunny and a high temperature about 68. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15, but later on this afternoon they'll turn around out of the northwest, so that tonight will be at about 41 with north winds at 5 to 10. Then nice day, 65 and sunny on Thanksgiving Day with a north wind at about 5 miles an hour. The evening, Thursday night, we're looking at a low temperature, about 44 degrees and winds out of the east. Then they come back around out of the south, so that on Friday we're looking at a spectacular day, 70 will be the high temperature, then 74 on Saturday and 76 on Sunday. So really a great weekend as far as the weather's concerned. But a little bit nippy right now. Humidity 66%, winds are from southwest at 8. Our chill factor is 41. Our air temperature under fair skies is 45.
You're always negotiating, even if it doesn't always seem like it. So it always helps to know what to say. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you want to be more successful, there's a website you should visit. It's the Success Mint, successmint.com. The Success Mint is all about success, with advice and resources on how to start a business, where great ideas come from, how to be a successful parent, how to be a better negotiator, how to create trust, and so much more. Just go to successmint.com and enjoy articles and podcasts that will give you greater insight into your success. Plus, you can sign up for our daily Success Mint and receive a nugget of valuable success advice delivered right to your inbox every day, all free. We designed the Success Mint to be a central source of reliable experts and ideas to help propel your success. Things like how to create your own luck, smart ways to meet new people, the importance and power of persistence. If you want to supercharge your success in business and in life, come to the Success Mint at successmint.com. Everybody negotiates all the time.
Every time you communicate with the intent to change the relationship some way, you're negotiating.
Peter Stark, author of the book The Only Negotiating Guide You'll Ever Need, has some easy-to-use negotiating skills that anyone can try.
I could just look at you and I could say, Mike, I got a big problem and I need your help. And why that's such a powerful strategy and tactic is it takes a real jerk to look you back in the eye and say, I'm not going to help you.
Another skill, says Peter, works especially good with kids.
The other day I was arguing with my son over something simple, like you're not going to have 3 Oreo cookies right before we eat dinner. I looked at him and said, Baron, if you don't let go of this and put those cookies back in the cupboard, is it possible you will not watch any TV tonight? You can't tell them anything, but if you can ask them a question that allows them discovery learning on their own part, it's a great tactic.
And when you're buying something and the salesman tells you the price,
just look at him and ask, is this your best price? And then pause with golden silence. Just that one tactic and phrase almost always will get you an extra or an add-on. I did that last week, and this gentleman looked at me and said, you know what, actually, it goes on sale in 3 weeks. Let me see if I can get the sale price approved for today.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's being called Blue Friday, not Black Friday, in Bryan. The theme is promoting the Bryan High's football team's first appearance in the regional playoffs in 25 years. City and school officials are hoping for a crowd of Viking fans wearing blue lining Oak Ridge Street from the Fieldhouse to Briarcrest. The buses are leaving Friday afternoon at 3. Kickoff for Friday night's game in Waller against Richmond George Ranch is at 6. Bryan gets the home side of the stadium. Advance tickets are on sale at the Fieldhouse this morning and Friday morning from 8 until noon. Two more convenience stores are coming to College Station. The City Council approved zoning changes for an undisclosed owner at Holloman and Rock Prairie that won't have fuel pumps. The other, which will have fuel, is located at Fitch and Wellburn, that becomes the second BCS location of Stripes.
We feel like that we've made some significant concessions in working with the planning and zoning staff, and realizing that this has been a particular site that's been challenging at best for everybody, but certainly a very viable, doable track for us.
Stripes Director of Engineering and Construction Michael Choate says they plan on 6 to 10 stores in the Twin Cities.
The Bryan City Council at its last meeting approved a small change in the sale of land that will eventually become a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. Rafael Pena, one of two council members who voted no, pointed out to City Manager Keene Register the same person is in charge of the Traditions, which is buying the land from the city, will be selling it to himself as the president of the Atlas Development.
Let's say Traditions wanted to sell it at $1 a square foot or something low in nature. And
you would have the ability to protest that. We would have the ability to protest that per the contract. If they wanted to sell the land for less than it is valued at, we have the ability to protest that.
The amount of land needed for the Atlas Town Center project was more than first thought, requiring the contract the council approved by a 5-2 vote. We'll know next spring whether this month's layoffs at a Bryan-based call center results in reduced economic development incentives.
Almost 4 years ago, the Research Valley Partnership announced Ping Crow Associates was coming to town with plans to hire 550. RVP CEO Todd McDaniel says they're one of the largest primary job employers in Brazos County. In the first full year of operation, Ping Crow met a payroll requirement of $8 million to receive a property tax break on equipment valued at more than $2 million. Last year, payroll dropped to $7.4 million. And McDaniel was told Ping Crow was on its way to meeting the $8 million goals recently as last month. But whether that'll happen is not known following the report from KBTX that 175 employees are getting laid off. McDaniel says they're supposed to receive this year's payroll information by the first week of February. Then the RVP will generate a compliance report around April 1st when governmental units will decide whether to grant tax abatements. The break Ping Crow receives is only on $2 million of equipment, not the land and call center building on University east of the freeway that's valued at $4.5 million. A check on the county's website indicates Ping Crow is current on paying property taxes, and McDaniel says local services have been paid. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The former acting dean of the Bush School is leaving Aggieland. Andrew Card has been named the president of Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire. Card, who served in both Bush presidential administrations, and his wife Kathleen, who was an associate pastor at A&M United Methodist Church, had been here about 3.5 years. The U.S. Justice Department will not bring charges against a Bastrop County sheriff's deputy accused of injuring a Cedar Creek student after they tased him.
Deputy Randy McMillan used his stun gun on Noe Nino de Rivera last November while trying to break up a fight. McMillan claimed Nino de Rivera came at him aggressively. The federal agency sent a letter to the boy's mother explaining their action. Family attorney Adam Lowy says he's disappointed but not surprised.
We wanted this officer to be indicted, but as we saw last night in Ferguson, Missouri, it is almost impossible in this country for police officers to get indicted for killing or seriously hurting citizens.
Lowy says the family received a $750,000 settlement from the county already, which he considers a win. He says Noe is still receiving therapy, but is much better. In Austin, Carol Nelson, TSN News.
In Manor, police have arrested a man on charges of assaulting a family member, arson, and animal cruelty. 61-year-old Olin Gist told officers an argument led to punching his ex-wife in the head. After the ex-wife and their daughter went to the hospital, Gist admitted to pouring gasoline around their home and setting a fire that killed the daughter's dog. In Austin, EMTs rescued a man Tuesday who dropped his keys, then fell about 40 feet into a concrete utility box. Rescuers rappelled to reach the victim, who was taken to the hospital with fractures, dislocations, and other injuries. Another man who was with the victim made the initial call for help, and if you're wondering, the keys were recovered. WTAW News time is 6:39. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at saint-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
640, about 641 actually, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The cloudiness we had across the region yesterday morning has moved out of the picture. We're left with sunshine and warmer temperatures for today, 70. It'll be clear tonight. If you're traveling this evening, you shouldn't have any problems, at least in regards to the weather, 40 to 45 overnight. Thanksgiving Day looks to be pleasant around the region with sunshine and highs of 65 to 70. Clear for tomorrow night, lows near 45. And Friday will be nice too. Abundant sun, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I think if you want to call a game a rivalry, you better beat them first.
That's Coach Mark Snyder talking about the LSU-A&M air quotes rivalry game. We'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. A&M Women's Hoops gets cranking again tonight at Reed Arena. And we've got the top 25 has been released for the college football playoff rankings. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
Yeah, you need to win every once in a while.
On occasion.
Had that problem with Texas for the longest, you know. We'd jump up and win every once in a while, but back there in the 60s, it was tough going. Anyway, so Eric Holder says we may not be done with this Darren Wilson fella.
Of course not.
No. Yeah. Still might bring federal charges against him. Mr. Holder said, quote, "It is clear, I think, that acts of violence threaten to drown out those who have legitimate voices, legitimate demonstrators. Those acts of violence cannot and will not be condoned." Here at the Hannity update today, how many peace officers died in the last year, and you can't name one, but, you know, we hear of the Michaels and the Trayvons out there, and we worry about them. Yeah, okay. Anyway, preaching to the choir. Hey, yesterday we talked about Michelle Flournoy, who might have ended up being the first female defense secretary.
Until she said nope.
Not so much.
Well, yeah, and the deal is she sent a letter to the board of directors for the Center for a New American Security saying she plans to remain in her position as the think tank's chief executive officer. She pretty much has been rumored to be a top candidate to join Hillary Clinton's national security team.
No.
Yeah. Should be the... And the thing is, that probably caught the White House by surprise. Then went, oh, I think we're not going to talk about her anymore, so you need to go ahead and say that you're going to stay where you are. So she wrote the letter.
No one asked that question first?
That's what... Okay. Okay. How many times in the last 6 years have we said that? Wasn't somebody smart enough to fill in the blank?
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Apparently, once again, not so much.
The answer to that question is no.
Yeah, they really. Well, they're not the first White House to do it, but they're the current White House doing it. Apparently, in a story this morning from Paul Bedard, in a shocking revelation, Paul writes, the Treasury Inspector General has identified some 2,500 documents that potentially show the taxpayer information held by the Internal Revenue Service is being shared with the White House.
Really?
Once again, not going to say this is the first White House to do it, but we are apparently able to say that this White House is doing it. In an email from the Justice Department's tax office, An official revealed the high number of documents suggesting the White House was, well, maybe doing some probes of taxpayers. I mean, don't know who they would be, but my thought is that might be people who are of a different political bent. In requesting a delay in the delivery dates of the documents, the agency's Inspector General for the Tax Administration has located 2,500 potential responsive documents and anticipates being able to finish processing 2,000 of these pages by December 1. It needs the additional 2 weeks to deal with the last 500 to determine if they are responsive and make any necessary withholdings that they must do. So we'll see what happens there, won't we? And I don't know what in the world got into Chuck Schumer. I mean,
I don't know either. What got into him?
Well, yesterday he kind of let loose on what more and more Democrats might be thinking since the party's losses on Election Day. He spoke at the National Press Club and admitted that passing the Affordable Care Act when Congress did was a major mistake. Now they're saying they didn't mean to? Is that it? Quote, after passing the stimulus, Democrats should have continued to propose middle-class-oriented programs and built on the partial success of the stimulus. Americans were crying out for an end to the recession, for better wages and more jobs, not for changes in their health care.
Well, darn tootin'.
He's not saying, I guess, that the program was flawed. What he's saying is the timing of the leadership was flawed.
He can say whatever he wants. He's coming more to my side. I've not gone to his.
Yeah, well, exactly. And in that same speech to the National Press Club, Mr. Schumer said that Democrats need to embrace their identity of seeing government as a solution for stagnating middle-class incomes. Okay, the best way to do that is what? Huh? How do you create jobs?
You
raise taxes.
Yeah,
and,
that's it. You raise taxes on the middle class. That really helps create jobs. He warned that in defeat, his party must avoid recasting itself as a different version of the Republican Party. He said, Democrats must embrace government. It's what we believe in. It's what unites our party. Actually, I wish we'd had a little less government, Mr. Schumer. You know, if you just kind of back down and get out of the way, see how that works. He argued that the Democrats can win again in 2016 by presenting a clear argument that government can improve middle-class livelihoods by standing up to large economic forces that have put downward pressure on wages.
Well, they'll get back in if the Republicans go back to doing exactly what they were doing before.
Yeah. I mean, if the Republicans are stupid, they will. They'll get
just
it back.
Remember, this is the political ideology that what we call a tax cut, they call a subsidy.
Yes, they do. That's right. They have a different way of looking at it. And President Obama's approval rating has dipped below 40%.
No.
Yep. The Quinnipiac University poll says the immigration was probably what happened. 54% in this new poll disapprove of the president. 39% approve. Mr. Obama's numbers are underwater with every party, every gender, every age group, except for the Democrats and voters under the age of 30. Who don't really pay attention anyway.
Yeah. Well, the old adage.
Yeah.
Well, if you're, you know, not a Democrat until you're 30, you have no heart. If you're not a Republican after 30, you have no brain.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting the most from your nursery experience. I want you to enjoy it. Nurseries are kind of quiet this time of year as they get ready for the holidays and then gear up for springtime. But you want to be thinking ahead about how to get the most enjoyment and the most use when you go into a garden center. Some people have frustrating experiences when they do go garden shopping. I have some ways to improve your odds right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. Only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. So if you want to get the most when you go garden shopping, start with an independent retail garden center. They're the mom-and-pop stores with real and differing personalities. They're more likely to offer unusual plants and odd gardening artifacts. You're also more likely to be able to work directly with an owner or a manager. Go in during the week, especially if you're going to be asking questions about design ideas or problem solving, things that take a little while. It gets pretty nutty on the weekends. Of course, you may not have much of a choice. If you have to go on the weekends, go early before the crowds start to arrive. That's not much of a problem this time of year, but it surely is in the springtime. If you're going in during the week, remember that much restocking is done on Thursdays and Fridays. You're likely to find the freshest merchandise and the most timely plants then. Look for quality plants that are attractively displayed and properly maintained. If the plants are misshapen, undernourished, or pest-ridden, move on down the street. If the nursery can't take care of its own plants, how can they advise you on caring for yours? Container-grown plants should be full and symmetrical. Their leaf canopy should spread to the edges of the pots or even beyond. They should be well-rooted within the pots. Check their labels for care tips to be sure they'll fit the surroundings you have for them. Better yet, do your homework before you go shopping. Know which plant types fit best into your needs and then set out to find the best specimens. When comparing prices, be sure you also compare plant size and vigor. Bald and burlap trees and large shrubs will have been dug over the past winter and brought to the nursery if you go in late winter and spring. You can tell more about them once they leaf out and after the leaves have had time to expand to full size. If you go in now and the plants have just been dug, you really can't tell how well they're going to reestablish. Ask your nurseryman about any special problems the various types of plants you're considering might encounter. It's better to know ahead of time. Let them take part in and some responsibility for your selections. Look for a Texas certified or Texas master certified nursery professional. These people have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams. They've proven that they know what they're talking about. Load and transport your plants home carefully. New growth can be burned very quickly in the wind on the highway, but even old growth can as well. So you always want to have an old sheet or some kind of old nursery shade fabric to tie in place over them. Common sense and safety in gardening, the topic of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 6:53. Aggie football returns to the Thanksgiving night, but instead of Texas, the Aggs will square off against LSU. This preordained rivalry, per the SEC, according to Mark Snyder, is not much of a rivalry until A&M can get one in the win column.
I think if you want to call a game a rivalry, you better beat them first. And that was our whole message when we got to Ohio State. This group right here has yet to beat LSU. We have yet to beat LSU. If it even is a rivalry game, we're relatively new in this league. So, but I do know this. If you do want to make it a rivalry game, you got to win the game.
The WTAW exclusive Fan Zone broadcast starts live from the Zone Plaza at 3:30. Pre-game with Dave South and Dave Elmendorf at 5:30. And the kickoff is at 6:30. And it's all live on 1620 AM. With the loss to Missouri, A&M has been knocked out of the top 25 playoff rankings. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Mississippi State continue to own the first four spots in the college football playoff rankings. The Crimson Tide host Auburn on Sunday. The Ducks are at Oregon State, and the Seminoles entertain Florida, while the Bulldogs visit Mississippi in the Egg Bowl. TCU was fifth, Ohio State sixth, and Baylor was seventh when the rankings were released last night. Here's ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit.
The interesting debate, guys, in these next 2 weeks is really about TCU and Baylor. As we sit here right now, TCU still has that edge over Baylor, and if everybody wins out, I believe that Baylor will eventually lift their resume up even with TCU, and then they'll go head-to-head, will come into play, but it's not going to come into play until that last weekend.
The Southeastern Conference receiving TD leader Josh Reynolds of Texas A&M was named a semifinalist to the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, which is given annually to the nation's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. Number 7 Texas A&M Women's Hoops looks for their 6th straight win as they host McNeese State tonight at Reed. The Aggies are coming off a 59-41 win over Prairie View Monday before they welcome the Cowgirls, who have qualified for 4 straight postseason tournaments. Pre-game for that one, 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150. A&M junior guard Courtney Walker has been named to a pair of major award watch lists, earning a top spot in the Wade Trophy Wade Watch and the Wooden Award preseason top 30. Both the John R. Wooden Award and the Wade Trophy are presented to the top player in women's college basketball. Texas A&M senior midfielder Shea Groom was named to the 2014 Academic All-American First Team as selected by the College Sports Information Directors of America. The Liberty, Missouri native owns a 3.55 grade point average in recreation, park, and tourism science. And in the NHL, Tyler Seguin scored 2 goals to lead the Dallas Stars to a 3-2 win over a struggling Edmonton Oilers team. The Stars won their 3rd straight for the first time this season in the 4th game of a season-high 5-game homestand. Seguin says the team's starting to come together.
Getting closer to our game, a full game. You know, we're still showing glimpses of, not playing our game. You know, we're happy to walk away with a rope. We go on a bit of a run. We put ourselves in a tough hole, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. But lots of time still left. We're getting closer.
And finally, from the hot stove of Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox have announced the signing of free agent third baseman Pablo Sandoval to a 5-year, $95 million contract.
It was a tough decision for me, you know. It took me a long time to be sure that I'm going to make the right decision.
They also signed a deal worth $88 million for free agent infielder Henley Ramirez. Sandoval told Boston media yesterday that he needed a new challenge after helping San Francisco win 3 of the last 5 World Series. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable. But we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzer, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Got a deal going on for about two more days, as a matter of fact, so you might want to get in touch with them. That's an entire home system. You can get a rebate up to $1,300 from the folks at Lennox. So get in touch with Barker's Heating and Cooling. Nice today, 68. Winds out of the southwest. They'll shift around to the northwest this afternoon. Tonight will be down around 41. Tomorrow, nice too. Sunny skies, 65. 70 on Friday. Saturday, it's 74. And Sunday, 76. Right now, our chill factor is 41. Air temperature is 45. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.